Hello everyone, welcome again to Heart. The love of God is rising up in the hearts of those who truly love God. You know, when you love God and you receive His words, we all grow from glory to glory. And we experience good things. The goodness of God. It's a blessing to experience the goodness of God. And when I first started out as a believer, when I first got saved, when the Lord would do things, I received it. And I wrote it down in my heart. And sometimes he would do things to let me know that I mattered. I remember when I first got saved, I wasn't saved but a few months, baby Christian in the Lord. And I wanted to know God. Every chance I got, I studied the Word. Now, I like watching TV and movies, things like that, but it was so comforting to know that my soul belonged to God. And when I die, I go right on to heaven. That's a good feeling all by itself. So, desiring to know God, you look at the end of the Bible, the Revelation of John. And the revelation that Jesus gave John about what's going to happen in the end. And it was fun to read about what would happen. And a lot of people were interested to know what would happen. And it was exciting to know that the rapture could happen any moment. You didn't know. And you wanted to be right with God. Although, you know, and one day my mind was on the rapture, and I said, Lord, what will the rapture be like? Now, I'm sacking groceries. I was at Food Giant. It was still open in Huffman back then. And I'm sacking groceries. And all of a sudden, I saw a lady in a red dress pushing up an empty basket as if she was about to go shopping. You know, she had come in the store, and they get the baskets first, and then they began to go through the they go towards the aisles where they can shop. And I'm sacking groceries, and she was passing by me in the vision. I heard the horn, and I saw her disappear, red dress and all. And about five people out of 30 disappeared with her in my peripheral vision. And I'm watching all this, and I'm still sacking groceries. I never closed my eyes. And I saw what those who were left behind would see. He showed me what it would be like. And I'll never, ever forget it. Never will I forget it. So, when you go forward in the Lord, things like that will happen. And I held on to that and other things that God have done. Things He told me, things He helped me understand, miracles and visions. And when He did these things, and I held on to them, it worked to encourage me when things went south. When the enemy would do trying things, when you know, people would get on your nerves, or things don't go like you planned, you may not make the money you thought you'd make at the point in time in life that you're at, you know, all kind of just things that aggravated me. And when things wouldn't go right, I would think on the things of God, and I would just rise up. And as the Lord taught me how to resist the enemy, we need to let the Lord train us. All the things in my life that wasn't right, the small things that, you know, things that went wrong, I would ask the Lord how to deal with these things. And he would always give me good wisdom. And I ask questions. You know, communion is the backbone of your relationship with the Lord. Communing with Him, talking to Him. Ask the Lord your deepest questions. If you have to, write it down. He's going to answer you. That's not the problem. He will answer you. But when He does, write it down. Not just on paper, but on the table of your heart. You do this by thinking on it, meditating on it, receiving it. Many times the Lord answers people and they forget about it because they didn't receive it. You have to receive sound doctrine because that's more true than the problem you have. And I'm going to tell you this. But the things that the Lord revealed to you, they are pure things. And it's more true than the doctrines of men. But many people search out the preachers with itching ears. They want to hear a gospel their way. You can't get God's word your way. You got to have it God's way. Because He has the capability of thinking of everything. Now men think in part. We think about, people focus on what's going on in their life, how they see things, how they benefit, what's important to them. Sometimes the Word of God is just not important enough to them. And we have to have, you know, we need the Lord's Word in our heart. The Word of God is very important. And without it, without the Word of God, you just can't function. You have to have His Word operating in your life. And the more it does, the easier it is to stay in tune with the Lord and to do the things of God. When you receive the Word of God, you're receiving life. And the life of God will bless you in every way there is. You don't have to worry. And you don't have to fret about what goes wrong. But seek Him out and it will work. When you go forward in Him, things are going to happen. He's going to help you see things that you couldn't know and see before. He's going to bless you in every way of life. And you will be able to go forward. You will be able to stand true and see the greater things in this life. It's encouraging to know God. And it's encouraging to believe Him and see Him as He is. To know Him. All these wonderful things that I'm talking about, it's important. It's yours. The world system is trying to take away from you what Jesus Christ has given you. All forms of lust is treacherous. All forms of greed is treacherous. And pride is already treacherous. It's just treacherous. You can't trust the world system. When people get in pride, they don't go any further. The Lord resists the proud. And His resistance is an act of love to wake them up. If he anoint a proud man, that proud man will, with the anointing, will be very dangerous. It'll be what Satan is. The anointing is power. And the anointing is influence. It influences others. And what if a person is proud in that way in character, they produce precisely what God is trying to get rid of, proud people. A proud man produces proud fruit. When ministers get anointed and they go forward, hear me good. When they go forward, if they have an element of pride in their ministry, it stifles it. Because that's when the Lord has to resist it. And that's why a lot of ministers, they only go so far and stop. And sometimes they won't repent from their pride. and they cry out to the Lord for a revival, or they want to be a blessing. They want, even if they want to be a blessing, and they want to do the things of God, and they want to be a blessing to others. If they don't get rid of pride, it's an element that will hinder what they're doing. The Lord can't build on top of pride. He's just not going to do that. And he'll have to use them in a minor way. And he will allow them to go so far. He won't increase them so because they'll do more damage. There are some revelations he held back from people who love this world system. There are preachers out there. They know the word of God. They even love God. But they also love the world. So their ministry was thriving until they started loving the world somewhere. And until they get that fixed, they can't go any further. Jesus said, if a man has his hands on the plow and looks back, he's not worthy. You don't look back at the world, you look forward. And I think about these things, and then I think about myself. In our own minds, we're doing all we know, and we think everything's good. I started considering how people don't realize the impact that they really do have. And I started thinking about me. And I don't want to be doing God's will with something, with an element of the world lingering and against my knowledge. I don't want to have any love for any part of the world. The Lord commanded me. He commanded us all to not love the world. He said, love not the world, the things of the world. They make you an enemy to God. It starts a rebellion against God. All forms of lust is antichrist. People talking about the antichrist. The antichrist is a dime a dozen. You can get a bunch of antichrists. There's so many people that turn their ear and walk the other way. That's antichrist, right there. People scared of the antichrist and they won't even believe on Jesus. Think about what the word antichrist. Do you love Christ? Do you love Jesus? Did you believe on him? Do you follow him? Do you do what he said do? If the answer is yes, then you're not antichrist. If you got a question mark, then examine it a little more. Study the word of God so that you are not antichrist in areas of your life. People can be for Christ when it comes to salvation, for Christ when it comes to healing, and then antichrist when it comes to lust. That's not good. They can be for Christ when it comes to salvation, for Christ even when it comes to lust, but antichrist when it comes to greed. They can be for Christ when it comes to all the wonderful blessings of God, for Christ when it comes against lust, for Christ against greed, but they never dealt with their pride problem. If you can kill the pride problem, you can get out of the rest of it. Most of the time, people get in deep pride, they don't come back. Because pride is opposition. It's the total opposite of God. Now, pride will shape the way you see everything, just like lust and greed will, if it goes unchecked. You have to kill it. You have to drive those Canaanites out. You have to drive those Philistines and Amalekites and Amorites out of your heart. Just like Israel had to drive those people out of the land of Canaan, their land. You don't need it. You can't use it. And it always works to hinder you, throw you in reverse, keep you from going forward. But the love of God builds you up. And over time, you grow and you grow and you grow, and when you get to a point where you can walk in the anointing, unrestricted by the world, the Lord will give you more. He will give you more understanding, more knowledge, more encouragement, more blessings. More blessings. Not just money, not just things, not just good situations. But you learn how to secure your life in Him, how to receive the glory of God, the glorious word of God in your heart, and you make your best decisions by it. At that point, my friend, you can go forward, you can do the wonderful works of God unrestricted. Unrestricted. I want to see more people follow God. I love to hear what the Lord gives His people. I love hearing about the things that the Lord tells His people who love Him. Now, I've watched people who love God unrestricted. By that I mean they purify their heart. They think only the pure thoughts. They have the deepest revelations. They have the best visions. They have the most understanding. Even when they weren't trained for it, they say the most profound things. And people who limit themselves, it reflects, their limitations reflect the handiwork of God. God is trying to give them more, but they don't always receive more. You have to receive from Him. And some people are afraid to receive because they don't want to change their ways yet. When the presence of God come around, they like it. But when people are not receptive, they run from it. When gifts start operating in their life, they start running from it. Some people ask the Lord to take it away. They want to be normal. Don't take it away. It's helping people live. Now, the gifts are to help you do God's perfect will. If that happens, then you're going to be speaking God's word to God's people, helping them live, helping them see things in a great way. And when that happens, my friend, the people around you are more apt to enjoy life and live. And when more people enjoy life and live and grow in Him, they're more apt to succeed in life and survive this world system. But when they fail to do these things, then they die. What if your next door neighbor, if you would follow God, they would live? And if you fail to follow through what God give you to give them, they die. Now one day, that day is going to happen where the end of the road, people don't live forever. One day they're going to perish. And one day you're going to perish. And you know, if the Lord tarries long enough, we die. And we go to heaven. And you look for your friends and your sisters and brothers, and they're just not there. They died ahead of you. And they're not there. And you'll know that the Lord tried to help. That you'll know in your heart there were times the Lord tried to use you to help them, and you refused. And then there are times you did obey Him, and it was successful, and people are there because of you. They believed on Jesus because of your encouragement, your word at the right time. We don't need to lose these battles. And I call them battles because when God gives you a word for somebody, the enemy tries to attack it. tries to get you off balance and unfocused on God, focused on the world. See, the world system somewhere, lack of knowledge, gives Satan an advantage against you and against all that you love. Lack of knowledge, lack of training. See, lack of training happens because the people love the world system somewhere. You can't do both. You can't love God and then love the world and succeed. The love of the world can be driven out of your life by what you say. So to help me in my life, I started saying with my mouth that I hate every evil way. I even started a new confession years ago saying, everything that's not like Jesus got to go. And I drive it out of my life. Everything that's unlike Jesus got to go. And then I started confessing, I will do all that's in his heart. Everything. So I can cooperate with the Lord, so I can learn. And I meditate on the things that he already did. And it's working. Working good. And I seek to be a blessing. And I do these things so I don't become contrary. I don't want to be contrary against God. I want to be alive to him and dead to this world, so that I can receive from the Lord my best options. And as he gives me his wisdom, I go forward. As he gives you good wisdom, you go forward. And there's nothing you can't do if you follow him. Receiving what God say is our blessing. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in your life and throughout it. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus is our Lord.